Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shay Renee and Friends. Guys, it is the December 26th, the day right after Christmas. Yes, we celebrated Christmas. Who all cooked? It's just going to be me and Sister Estherine tonight. And we're going to be coming live. The other ladies are enjoying their family and getting ready for 2018, which is right around the corner. Sister Estherine, you want to say something to the listeners?
We're way too crappy spot.
Okay. Well, thank you. And yes, I want to just say Merry Christmas. I mean, bless the Lord. And I'm just so happy to be on this show. Every time Shay invites me, I just get so excited. So I'm just happy to be back. You know, the sister's always ready to just share what the Lord has revealed to me and just be on there and just share the love.
Well, sister, I appreciate you getting on the air with me. It was kind of like a last-minute thing. We did say we were going to break until after the new year. And
yes, I know. And I just love it, though. I'm glad that you did call me and stuff, and I get to use more of my, you know, voice and expertise and stuff on the air. Sometimes the noise, I mean, the news gets a little bit too much for sister. But, you know, I just go back in there and just pray, get myself together again, and then sister's all right again, you know. Hey, praise the Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad you be all right once you get it together. But yeah, so anyway, tonight's show, we're really not going to really be talking about anything. We're going to be talking about what we did over the holiday and all that good stuff. And, you know, but tonight we're just going to have some fun. We're just going to keep enjoying the holiday, and 'tis the season to be jolly. So we're going to be a little jolly tonight. We're going to play some Christmas music. I love Christmas music.
Oh, Shay, I love Christmas music, too. That's like one of my favorite times of the year. It's cold, and, you know, I like presents. But I know it's not all about presents, but still, anytime I can get a present, honey, I'm going to celebrate that I get the present.
Well, I understand, sister, because I'm the same way. I like presents, too. So I like any holiday that gives you presents. Even if they don't give you presents, I think they ought to give you presents.
Well, I sure totally agree. I mean, because, you know, I'm always finding stuff, you know, and if anybody needs like an ideal on what they need to buy me, you can always come and ask me. I don't mind telling you. I'm not ashamed. No, I'm not ashamed at all.
Yeah, I can tell you're not ashamed. You're making that very clear, sister.
Well, you know, hey, if you don't know, you don't know. When you know, you do better.
Well, that's true. That's true. So what did you do? Did you have any family come in and stuff for the holiday?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, sister cooked up a whole flea of food. Yes, I sure did. I did my duck. Yes, I do duck. But I do turkey, too, and I do ham. Yes, sister, do it all. That's just how I was raised. That's just what I do. And I just been doing it for years. And my family, they just used to it. And so that's what I'm supposed to do. Every time there's a holiday, I just have my menu, and I do it. But I don't do it as much as I used to, you know, because the sister's getting older. So I'm just trying to pass it down to that next generation, you know, because, you know, you got to teach these younger people how to cook, because a lot of us don't know how to cook. And I'm just like, what? Like, women don't know how to cook these days. Like, I'm just so sure. I just knew all women knew how to cook these days, but then it's just so shocking to find out women don't know how to cook these days. So, you know, the sister be trying to teach them how to cook and stuff, you know, and everything, make little recipes and stuff like that. I just keep passing down them little recipes and stuff to the younger generation so they can just keep that food going. Because them recipes, they never die. They never die. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I made a strawberry pie. Oh, Lord. Ooh, get that strawberry pie on that. Ooh, my banana pudding on it. Oh, child. Don't get me started. But anyway, That's a little bit. But yes, I had a whole bunch of family coming. My house is like the house that you come and visit. You understand? Like, I'm like one of the older people in my family. And so it's like, you know, they're going to know I'm going to cook for the holiday. They're going to know I'm going to do all that. So my house is like the house that people come to. And so, you know, always in a holiday, they always going to come to my house. So I always have a house full. I'm always cooking. I'm always in the kitchen. Yeah, but the team is growing. The team is growing. So I got more people in the kitchen. Yeah, so sister got a little bit more help than what you used to. But, you know, I just love it. Because we're all together and stuff, and we get together, we get to see each other, we laugh, we joke, we play. We do all that stuff. Do all of it. We have some of the best times. And so we do it. And, you know, we get so busy in life. We don't get time to spend time with family, you know. And so that's just the time we can just hang out. And it's sad we can just hang out that time for once a year.
Yeah, it is sad. We just take our time once a year. We'll take off work once a year. Go visit family and get acquainted. I remember when everybody used to grow up in the same hometown.
Oh, child, yeah. I could sit up here and I'd just be like, I'm going over to my cousin's house. And my cousin was next door. I'd go over there at nighttime, too. Because she was just lit next door. So it didn't even matter. See, she was right next door. It wasn't like I had to walk down the street.
Yeah, I know. Like, you could walk over to each other's house any time of the day. Yeah. I remember that. I remember that. But times have changed. How about we start out with a little Christmas music? This is one of my favorite Christmas songs, and it's one of the songs that I perform. I perform more of the Etta James version, but this is Otis Redding, Merry Christmas, Baby. So enjoy a little Christmas music. It's one of my favorite. Because Christmas, you shall be good to me. Yeah, you have.
Oh, yeah, you have, Christmas. Shall be good. Shall be good.
All right, and we are back. I'm sorry, me and sister, we was caught up in a conversation, and we just kind of had a little delay coming back with you guys.
Oh, girl, we just got to talking about the holidays. I was just talking about what all I got for Christmas. Oh, yes, oh, the Lord has blessed me. Yes, he did, yes, he did.
Yes, he did. It was just a blessing. Did you, I cooked.
Oh, baby, you did? What'd you cook?
Well, you know, I had, you know, a little small. I didn't cook a lot. I didn't cook a lot, but, you know, for Thanksgiving, I didn't get any dressing. I got turkey and all this stuff, but I didn't get any dressing. And so I said for Christmas, I was going to make sure that I made dressing. So I made some dressing, and I did chicken. Because, you know, it's hard to cook a big giant meal when you have, like, you know, not, you know, a lot of people and stuff. And so I cooked a small little meal, green sweet potatoes, dressing, chicken, and I think that was it. I made my little giblet gravy. I have to have my gravy.
Oh, yes, girl, I love my gravy on my dressing. But, you know, I'm good now. Are you good at making that giblet gravy now? You know you can take some skills now. I think I got a couple of little skills, sister. You know, I mean, I likes to eat, so, you know, I got some skills. Little something, yeah. I ain't the one to brag, but little something, yeah. I'll make you want to eat. I'll make you want some more. I can tell you that much. Oh, yeah, baby, I love to sit back and just watch people eat my food. I do too, sister. I mean, you know, just watching their faces and stuff every time they take a bite and they just be like, oh, this good. And then they just make me feel so proud and just so warm inside. You know, because it's almost like an art, you know, when you're putting all those things together and you mix them together and they just come out with a great flavor. It's like painting almost. That's what the sister feel like when I'm in the kitchen.
Well, I've never seen it like that, but I guess, you know, you're right. You just gave me another way to look at cooking. You know, I mean, I like to see people eat my food, but I've never thought of it as art. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, well, thank you, baby. Thank you. I mean, that's just the way I see it when I'm in the kitchen cooking, you know, because I can put a little bit of this in there, and I put a little bit of that, and if I put a little bit of this in there, and this, you know, and it's just like, you know, you put a dab of paint here, put a dab of paint there, you know, and that's how you come up with your masterpiece, and that's the way I feel like when I get my finished product in the kitchen. That's my masterpiece. And then I sit back and just watch people just tell me how good it is, and that just makes me feel all good inside. Like, oh, yeah, I get that one. Put my foot in it. Put my big toe, you know.
Yeah, put that big toe in there. You always want to hear, oh, you put your foot in that. That's the thing you want to hear, huh? Yeah. Put your foot in it. Yeah. So, did you get any Christmas presents?
You know, the sister got some little things, you know, but I don't really ask a lot for Christmas, you know, because I want presents all year. I don't want you to just give me something on Christmas. I want something, like, all the time. Show me how much you love me all the time. Don't just wait for Christmas. Show me how you love me all the time, you know? So I don't never really get a lot for Christmas because my husband, he spoils me all year round. So he gets me stuff all the time. And I do the same for him. So Christmas, I just got some warm socks and a great blanket. And I got a great coffee mug. That's just great for me in my mornings when the sister wakes up and everything and I'm ready to drink some coffee. I have a great coffee mug. But anyway, just a few little things. What did you get, Shay?
Well, I got some things to go with my home. So some decor stuff, money, and just a lot of love.
Yeah, I get a lot of love too. Yeah, I got a lot of love too.
Yeah. So it was a good Christmas. It was a good Christmas. I rested for Christmas though. Man, I tell you, you know, you eat and then it's like you pass out. I don't know what it is about that food.
Girl, I get in there and clean up the kitchen. I can't wait. I can't deal with it. I just got to clean it up. So I just wait for everybody to get done eating. And then I start cleaning up. I can't go sit down. But everybody else, they go sit down and stuff and watch the game and everything and unbutton their pants and go to sleep.
Yeah, that's the thing, boy. You know you done ate good when you unbutton your pants and recline, you know, and you just lay back. You know a nap is coming once you unbutton them pants.
Yeah. You get all full and eat all them desserts you wouldn't normally eat. Yes, I make my famous sweet potato pie. Yes, I make like 10 of them. I still don't have none left over.
You wouldn't if I was around. I'd take a whole pie. I would. You know how people take to-go plates? Yeah, I'd take a whole pie. I'd take the whole pie. I ain't going to cut none out. I'm going to take the whole sweet potato pie, and I'm going to eat the whole sweet potato pie. Okay. So anyway, let's listen to some more Christmas music. This is a little upbeat. It's Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, baby, I love that song, too. I love Mariah. She's been one of my favorites for a long time. Yes. Okay, we'll be back.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Back on the air, you see the live, yeah. But you can keep on singing.
I like that song. It just makes you want to dance, you know. It's just like to dance.
I know you like to dance. You was up around dancing and stuff, yeah. It does make you happy, you know. Christmas music always makes you happy, though. You know, it puts a smile on your face whenever you listen to Christmas music. And that's one thing that I like about, you know, the Christmas season, because you know it's cold. You have all your warm, good stuff. You know, you have your warm, good blankets and drinks and, you know, the hot apple cider and, you know, the eggnog isn't hot, but, you know, the hot apple cider and, you know, your cocoa, marshmallows, and just different things like that that you get to do in the winter and stuff. So, you know, it's just all good. It's just all good. Now, sister, okay. Now, why don't you tell them about this next song?
Okay. It's my turn. Okay. All right. Well, see, now this song that we're going to be playing right here, this song is true. Now, I am a witness. I saw this when I was a little girl. And, you know, people tell you that Santa Claus ain't real. Well, he was real that night. And I never told my daddy. But I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. I never told daddy. And then Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 ended up making up that song. But I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. And that was just proof that I saw what I saw. And so this song right here, it became very, very special to me. Because I witnessed it as a little girl. So I know it's true. Mama did kiss Santa Claus, Daddy. Rest in peace, Daddy. But now you know. All right, here's Jackson 5 with Mama. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
For real, and they didn't believe me. But Michael, rest in peace, rest your soul. You saw it too. Yes, you saw it too. You saw it too. So, anyway, that's my story.
All right, sister. excuse me. You know, I love Christmas food. I do. But, man, it will make you feel like you have packed on the pounds. You know? But it's so good. And you only get it, like, really, like, twice a year. Maybe somewhere in between, you know, you might, you know, get some dressing or something like that. But, you know, you only get it, like, really twice a year. And that's during Thanksgiving and Christmas. You get those special foods, those certain foods, you know, that, you know, your mom or your aunt, you know, someone in your family doesn't make this amazing dish all the time except for on the holidays. And you can't wait for the holiday to get here so you can eat and partake in one of the famous holiday treats and dishes for the season. So that's how it was always like when I was growing up and stuff. So, you know, and I like food. So, you know, I was always excited when the holidays would come because I knew that some of my favorite foods would be a part of the holiday. And that just made the holiday even better for me. So that was one reason. While I'm a fan of the holiday, that's another reason.
Yeah, I like the food too. And I, you know, and like, I don't cook as much as I used to. You know, times have changed. You know, we're busy and stuff, and we have a lot of different ministries going on at the church. And, you know, now we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so I don't cook like I used to. And so I make little meals or I do crock pot things and stuff and all of that nature. And so for the holiday to have all that extra time off to prepare those meals and make those meals from scratch like my mother did and my grandmother did is just it's just a good feeling, you know, to have that time to do those things that you were taught as a little girl to do and now you're getting to teach your children and grandchildren so they can teach their children and it's just a beautiful thing, and I just love it, yes. Sister just loves it.
Yes, I love it, too. And, you know, this is more about sharing Christmas music and just talking about stuff, you know, related to the holiday and stuff. Now, 2017, it was just, 2017 was just 2017. I don't even know how to even use the words to even explain 2017. But 2017 was a mother foe, okay? It was a mother foe. I tell you. So I am so glad that 2017 is coming to a close and 2018 is creeping right up on us this week. We're going to be going into a new year and I'm looking forward to 2018. What about you, sister?
Yes, I'm looking forward to 2018. You know, I look forward to every day, really. And that's just how sister is. But yes, I'm looking forward to 2018. We've got a lot of things going on, and I'll definitely be making mention of it so that you can attend our church services and stuff that we'll be having going on in 2018. And so, yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. And there's a lot of great things going on in 2018. We're going to be in planning sessions for the upcoming year, doing some things different and, you know, always being innovative, you know, and moving with the times and how things are moving and stuff like that. So I'm excited about 2018 also. You know, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm looking forward to it because, like I said, I am happy to tell 2017 goodbye.
Oh, yeah, but me too. Me too. We had such devastation, though, this year. Hurricanes and earthquakes, and it was just a rough year for a whole bunch of people in 2017. So I think a lot of people are ready for 2017 to be over with and get a new beginning with 2018. You know, that's just what the Lord is revealing to me.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, and I receive it. Yes, I receive it. I receive there are going to be good things to come forward in 2018 for you all that do affirmations for your year and speak over your life. You know, our words create our world. And so Make sure that you're getting those affirmations. And, hey, don't wait to 2018 to start speaking them over your life. Start speaking them now.
Oh, yeah. Speak them now. Because I tell you what you speak is what you're going to receive, honey. You got to speak it, though. You got to speak it. You got to open up your mouth. You got to speak it. Then you're going to receive. But you got to speak it.
Yes, yes. So that's what those affirmations are for. You know, some people do vision boards. You know, whatever your flavor is, okay? Whatever your flavor is, you know. But do that. Create the image. Create the visual. Because as a man thinks, so is he. And so when you create that vision board, when you get those affirmations, you're getting that in your mindset. And that's where you, that's what you're thinking. And so that's what you will be, okay? As a man thinks, so is he. And so, without anything else, let's do a song. You ready? To hear another song?
Oh, baby, I'm always ready to hear some Christmas music now. You know that.
Yes, I am too. Okay, well, this is a old school hit by the late James Brown. All right, Santa Claus comes straight to the ghetto.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find, they know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell him Hank Ballard stole, stole. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me, I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, the soul brother needs so. Santa Claus.
All right, that was James Brown with Santa Claus Comes Straight to the Ghetto. Me and sister, we just having a good time and stuff. Now, you know, Christmas time, you know, this is when you get with your family, you know, and friends and your loved ones, and you share memories. what's like one of your fond memories that you have growing up for Christmas? You know, it's funny, you know, was it a present that you got? What was it that you can remember that happened to you over the holiday season that, you know, kind of just made a difference in your life or did something to you or just caused you to remember it because it was just a special moment? Sister, you got one?
Well, you know, I remember when I was a little girl, and I had a friend, her name was Josie, and Josie had a pretty doll, and I wanted that doll. I wanted that doll just like Josie, that same doll, and my mama or my grandma was like, you don't want that doll. They make all kind of other dolls. You don't want that doll. But I wanted that doll. And back then, they didn't have, like, any black dolls. And my grandma was dead set about me not getting me and able to get that doll. And so, but Josie would always have that doll. She would carry it around with her and everything. And we would play with her. But it wasn't fun because it was just one doll and it was like two of us. And we couldn't both play the doll at the same time. And so it wasn't fun because she was always by herself. So my mama, I asked her, could she give me that doll? And so Christmas was about to come. And I just knew she was going to give me that doll. I just knew. And I had a big box up under the Christmas tree. And I knew in that big box, it was my doll. It was my doll. And I was so happy. And so Christmas morning woke, it came. And I woke up. And I ran into the living room. I ain't wait for my brothers and sisters. I just got up and I just ran. Because I was going to open up that present. Because I was old enough to read my name. So I knew when my name said on the present. I was old enough to read it. I opened up that present. It was my doll. But she cut it at the magazine. The magazine that I was showing her that she could get my doll. She cut it out the magazine, and then I had a paper doll. So I had to start cutting the clothes out the magazine so I could dress my baby doll up in different clothes. She had all kinds of clothes, though. But it wasn't like Josie doll, but it was the paper doll. She got it from the magazine. But that was one of the memories that I remember, and one of the Christmas presents that I wanted so bad. And I got a paper doll. It's not a real doll, but I got a doll.
Oh.
What'd you say, Alpha?
Well, I mean, you wanted the doll. And I guess you could say your mom got you the doll because she cut it out the magazine. So you had the paper doll.
I mean, I was hurt. But when I looked at the paper doll, it looked just like a doll. And then I could cut her clothes out and make her clothes. And I just played with my doll. And me and Josie had fun. My doll never could stand up, though. She'd always roll over forward. She never would stand up straight like Josie doll. And she would wrinkle. She'd always, like, break her arm. And one time, I couldn't put her arm back on. And then I had to go and ask Mama, could she go to the store and get another catalog so we can cut another doll out? Because I couldn't get her arm back on. And I want my doll to have all their arm. So Mama went to the department store and got another magazine and cut me out another doll. And that lasted a little while longer. We always had to go back up to the store, get catalog, cut out another doll. Because she either lose an arm or a leg or a head or something.
Oh, sister.
I know, but we was always able to get another one because the department store would always give us a book.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Wow. Oh, okay. Well, that's the story right there. Let's go to a song. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, let's go to Temptations. Let's go to Silent Night. Okay. Let's play that. Temptations, Silent Night, and we'll be back.
Celebrate, mother and the
to all our family and friends. I want you to remember this last
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
From the Temptations.
All right, that was the Temptations. Everybody loves that song.
Oh, yeah, I love that song. I love that song. If I could just see, I can talk like that man on that Silent Night. Because I got that high voice. But I can't sing. Silent Night. Ooh, holy night. Oh, I think I got it. Oh, I think your sister got it. Oh, girl. Child, you might need to play that song again. I think sister got it. I think I can sing it with him this time.
sister, okay. But we ain't going to have you singing with the Temptation. But we could. How about me and you go to karaoke one night? We can go to karaoke and you can do it then.
Oh. Will you sing on the air?
I know that, sister. Okay. Well, we'll try to get the music and stuff and let you sing it the next time. Okay. We'll do that. We're gonna talk about that. Okay. We're gonna talk about that. Okay.
All right. But as long as we gonna talk about it, girl. You know, I'm cool though. You know, sister, just go flow. Just go flow like the spirit, honey. Like the spirit, just flow. Just flow.
Yes. Yes. So we just flowing tonight. We're just having fun, talking about all the good things that go on in the Christmas holiday season, and the New Year's coming up. Hopefully you guys have made your New Year's resolutions. You know, don't wait till 2018 to start them. Start them right now. Start them right now. Guys, you know, I think 2018 is going to have some great things in store for you all. And so write down your affirmations, get your vision board, write down your vision, make it plain, okay? Even though the vision tarries, it doesn't tarry, okay? Just wait on it, just wait on it, because it will surely come to pass. So, with that being said, I want to listen to this song, and I got this version because I do like this version. I love the Donny Hathaway version, but this version is the Chris Brown version, and it's called This Christmas. This is another song that I perform also. And so I like the way Chris Brown does that song. And I love the movie too. So anyway, hopefully you guys will enjoy this song. And then we'll be about ready to wrap it up, huh, sister?
Yeah, we'll be ready to wrap it up. And, you know, get on back to our family and cozy on up because it's going to be chilly out there tonight.
I know it's supposed to get down to like 11 degrees by in the morning. So make sure that you got your water dripping on your faucets and stuff. So, you know, yeah, you don't want to bust any pipes or anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to bust no pipes now. See, I got to call the plumber myself, honey. I can't call no maintenance.
Yeah, yeah, that's the joy. Yeah, when you can call maintenance, you know. Yes. So anyway, this Christmas, Chris Brown. And we'll be back.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. My world is filled with cheer and you.
just makes you happy. Just some of them songs, just listen to them, just makes you happy.
Yes, it does. It just makes you happy. And I think we've been smiling all night long, haven't we, playing this music and continuing to be in the spirit of the holiday and getting ready for this new year and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So, sister, did you make your affirmation?
Oh, yeah, sister, then had affirmations. You know, sister makes affirmations every day, and I write them down, and I go back, and I confess them over my life every day. I sure do.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you definitely have to speak over your life. Definitely make sure that you have your affirmations intact and that you're speaking them over your life and all of that. And so until next week, guys, this has been a great show.
I have loved it, Shay. As always, I've loved it.
I know, and it was just a last-minute kind of thing, so we really didn't have anything planned or to talk about in particular. We are enjoying the holiday season, so we wanted to keep the show kind of joyous and didn't go into any news because we all know where that takes you. You know, sometimes there's the news. Ooh, it'd be too much. But anyway, so we're staying with the holiday season and playing some Christmas music and just keeping you all in that old jolly mood and stuff throughout the new year. And so until next time, hey, motivate someone, laugh more, love more, and enjoy your life, okay? Life is too short not to, all right? And so we're going into 2018. Own it, okay? On top of it, all right? Closing doors to 2017 and, hey, opening our hearts and minds to 2018. And so with nothing else, we love you. And if no one's told you they love you today, we're telling you we love you.
We love you, baby. And the Lord loves you too.
Yes, yes. Tune in. Make sure you follow the show. You don't want to miss an episode. Till next week. Love ya.